Monday, September 29th, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
All right, we'll go ahead and start our commissioner meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room. Is it available for review by all citizens in attendance?
Hardy?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Here.
Now would be the time for public comment. So if there's anybody here that wants to talk about anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to bring it up. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, September 15th, 2025. Approval of payroll claims from September 14th through September 27th, 2025. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims and approval of accounts payable claims. I came in earlier today, went through payroll, and everything seemed to be in order. There were no accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business would be board to approve or disapprove resolution 25C-026 for the adoption and appropriations of the proposed 2025-2026 county budget. So we're going to go ahead and start a public hearing. Public hearing would start at 3:04. And now we are entertaining anybody to speak in support of the county budget. Anybody to speak in opposition of the county budget? Any criticism, suggestions, or observations of the taxpayers relating to the setting of the final tax request at a different amount from the previous year? All right, we will go ahead and close the hearing at 3:05. Board to approve or disapprove resolution 25C-027, setting the county property tax request at $8,773,667.86, an increase of 6.45%.
So we still need a motion on the first resolution.
Oh.
Make a motion to approve resolution 25C-026.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
And then the 25C.
Yeah, then the board to approve resolution 25C-027, the actual tax request of $8,773,667.86.
So moved to approve.
I'd second that.
Brian? Brian?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Now, all right, at 3:07, we'll have a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer oral or written support, opposition, or make neutral comments regarding the presentation of the Dakota County 1- and 6-year road program and proposal to adopt said plan. Anybody have any written documentation they would like to enter? Any oral? Anybody want to speak on the 1- and 6-year plan? Any written support or opposition or neutral comments regarding the 1- and 6-year plan? All right, at 3:08, I'll close the hearing for the 1- and 6-year plan.
I just wanted to do a quick review. M Avenue is wrapping up with the billing stages of it. 152nd Street, they should be starting any day. Norfolk Road is done. Hope Avenue and Southbrook Road, they were technically kind of considered maintenance projects, but since they were a little big, I added those in there. And that is it for the 1 year. The rest are the following year projects. So.
Would you refresh my memory on 152nd Street?
Down there by the Goodwill Camp, there's patches that need to be overlaid on.
Okay. Yep. Anybody?
Need to close the hearing?
Yeah, anybody? Yes.
He closed it at 3:00.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd make a motion to approve the 1-6-year plan.
Second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right. Jolene, Highway Superintendent, requesting board approval on the annual report.
So I'm assuming you guys all have an annual report.
Mm-hmm.
The first couple of pages are the budgets. It states the 24-25 budget, what we expected, what we actually spent, and the proposed budget for next year. There's also a revenue report of the same thing, what we expected, what we actually got, and what we are expecting for next year. And a list of the projects that we have completed in excess of $10,000 or more. And then the rest is inventory, which follows up with what we basically submitted back in the end of August. And then a cost report of all our vehicles and equipment. Any questions?
If anybody sees something at a later time as they go through it, Jolene's always available to answer questions. So Does anybody have anything in particular at this time? We need to approve.
Yeah.
I'd make a motion to approve the annual road report.
Second.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Board to approve or disapprove resolution 25C-08, signing of the county annual certification of program compliance form 2025, including 39-115, 39-219, 39-2120, 39-2121, and 30-2510.
So basically, this is just stating that county did have a public hearing for the one-year program, and that the 1 and 6 was submitted along with the annual report for the road department. So this is just the follow-up to be sent into the state saying these have been completed.
Make a motion to approve resolution 25C-028.
I'll second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Stephanie Gatzmeyer, treasurer, to present a report on distress warrants to the county board and make an itemized report covering the amount uncollected.
This is just reiterating what Randy turned in for the distress warrants. Everything I found seemed to match his report that he turned in. Anybody got questions on it?
So we're just $16,716 short.
There's
is that
no
what we're?
Motion needed for that. It's just
no. Most of this was satisfied. You have 122 that are satisfied, totaling the
$15,973.76. Okay. I don't have anything additional.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's the next one.
Stephanie is our treasurer to present the report setting out the list of real property in Dakota County on which taxes are delinquent and not sold as of the last annual tax sale.
So the first page is just the taxes. It's what's left over. Some of them are not 3 years or more, but the next two pages are the ones that are 3 years or more that are eligible for county tax sale. Well, yours is front and back. Disapproved on the next board meeting, I'm assuming.
For tax sale?
Yeah, for the county.
Yep, I would assume.
So, any questions on any of that?
Yeah, I don't have. Anybody else got any questions for Stephanie?
Perfect. Thank you.
Board to review and approve each office's notarized inventory statement of all county personal property in possession of that office as valid and file them in the county clerk's office. I did take some time and go through those. They are all in the county clerk's office. If any of you commissioners would like to take a look through them, they're available for you to look at. I did look through the list of things that apparently each department has and signed them. Do we need a motion on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. Board to approve or not approve special designation liquor license requested from the Dons for an event to be held October 11th, 2025 at the Rodeo Arena out at the fairgrounds area by Attica. So, looks like it's from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. is the event.
I think they did it last year, didn't they?
I think this is the first year in this location, yeah. I think.
They had one during our fair.
Yeah.
And now they're doing a second one, just second separate. One? Okay. Yeah, on their own.
I think he's coming, but are any of you guys boxing fans? The Bud Crawford fight, that was,
yeah, yeah.
The guy that came out with him. So he performs at a lot of these.
Oh, okay.
Because he's from Omaha, and he's friends with, I'm pretty sure it's the same guy that's coming, if I read the poster correctly.
Oh, cool. Well, so moved to approve a special liquor license for the Dons.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Old business, Jolene, road report.
Hello again. Since the last meeting was all about the solar farm, I did not get my report, so this is basically for the month of September. I did set it up a little different because some of the employees have been going to help in districts. So instead of, I used to have the hours for the maintainer, but now it's like A1 is that district. And so if you can see on A6, there was a little bit of work done in both districts, or by two different people in the same district. Kind of helped break that up.
Yep.
Kind of really show what's happening per district. So we had 449.5 hours of grading, 24 hours in overtime, 12 hours on tree removal. Most of that was clearing away in front of signs. We had 106 hours on culvert repair and culvert extensions, ditch cleanings. There was work done on 270th, 260th, 180th, M Avenue, South Bluff Culvert, South Bluff Ditch. We had 323 hours of hauling gravel. We hauled 155.57 tons of 1-inch out on the road, 806.7 tons of road gravel on the road, 450.65 of 1-inch rock into the yard, and 936.57 tons of gravel into the yard. 50 hours on signage, 3 hours with the weed department, and then we had some concerns for grading and graveling, and started to get a lot of requests for the minimum maintenance roads due to harvest. So, any questions?
No, I do have. I ran into the gentleman that lost his arm at that accident we had a couple months ago at 110 and 20 at the pink card meeting, and he was wondering at the other end of 110, and I know it's his highway, they have rumble bars and stop sign with the lights around and the cellular. Do you want to contact Dan and see if that would be a possibility, or would you prefer I do it?
No, they can call.
Yeah, just to see if they could do the same, because we've had three or four pretty significant accidents, which I'm sure Lou's aware of, in a not-too-distant past out there at that intersection. So just to make people more aware that there is a stop there.
Oh, I did want to throw in there that Adams Bridge, we're trying to get grant funding on. We, 2 weeks ago, Dakota County was the second highest in responses for the survey. So still know anybody. They're still doing that till October 8th to try and get them in. We've been doing really good. Still have a few people that said they would do letters of support that I haven't heard back from, so I'll touch base with them. But fingers crossed, okay, we can get some more in and get a little bit more community involvement before October 8th.
I appreciate you doing that.
Okay.
Also appreciate when we were putting that budget together that we just ratified today, you guys did a lot of work on that, trying to make it, and we had to eliminate some projects we're going to do this year, and thank you guys for doing that.
So, and then I wanted to throw out there, we're getting to be harvest time, but we've had some complaints with the corn blocking intersection.
Yeah.
So I called someone with the FSA office, and they thought they might be able to help. I'll have to look into that more about getting the word out to farmers to not plant in our right-of-ways, keep the intersections clear. So that's something I put stuff in the paper, but nobody really looks at the paper, but
the right-of-ways in some places, it's just they're right up to the gravel.
I was in another county the other day, and there was no stop signs on any of the corners, and creeping out. I felt like I needed to park and run out in the road and look and get back in. It was pretty gnarly, but it's everywhere this time of year, but hopefully we can start getting some education out to the farmers to stay back, especially at the intersection. So, okay, thank you.
Commissioner committee reports. I had a meeting over Region 4 in Grant or in Norfolk, and we do a quarterly. It's usually around $10,000 a quarter that we pay Region 4 for drug abuse and substance abuse and mental health, and the lady that heads that, Ingra, who's the head of Region 4, I put a request in to have her come and actually talk to a commissioner meeting and kind of explain, because she has a real good presentation, and it tells how much money the state actually spends in Dakota County, reference that, and we're only paying about 10 cents on the dollar. So we get a lot of services for the money that we spend, but I think it'd be great if, and she's talking, and her staff are talking about trying to get out to the community more, so I think it'd be good to have her over, so we're kind of working on that. I don't have anything besides that.
We had an LEC meeting. It was pretty uneventful.
Okay. Mail or emergency business? We have Government Day. Brian has graciously agreed to act as governor that. to go serve at the Government Day. He does a presentation. He's done it the last couple years, and I appreciate him stepping up and doing that. Thank you. And 2025 public safety tax statement explanation. Explain to the board.
Yeah, so I gave you guys all a copy of what Candace Meredith has provided us. So on the next set of tax statements that come out, the state wants what each entity is spending on public safety to be listed on the tax statements. So in case you guys get phone calls, I wanted to make you guys aware of that. The county's portion of public safety from the budget is $7.34 million, so that's going to be listed on the tax statements, and it'll be on there for like the city, villages, towns. So just wanted you you guys aware, if you get some phone calls, that came down from the legislature, 77-1701. It's something new this year that the taxpayers aren't used to seeing on their statements, so we might get some questions. But yeah, so it's about 50.8% of our total general budget goes towards public safety.
What percent?
50.8. Yeah. And that's that last page I gave you.
Yep.
That includes both sheriff and jail, the public defender, county attorney's office, emergency management, law enforcement share, which they're all listed right here as well.
Yeah.
Makes that up. So. And we took off the revenue that those offices bring in, too, so that it's
okay.
As close a figure as we can.
Brian, did you have something?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All right.